ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 वि अण्डर्स्टुड् तुरीयम् last class, then we took up the next topic of the powers, two powers of Ajnanam. And we also saw a little bit in that portion. Before I go there, I want to make it very clear. The term Ajnanam we use to mean ignorance of anything, literally. Generally, when you say Ajnana means ignorance. Ignorance of a given object, given thing is Ajnanam. And the term Ajnanam in this Vedanta Sara in the very beginning is also used to mean the very matter. Remember, the word Ajnanam stands for two things. Generally, it means ignorance of anything, and Ajnanam also stands for the original, subtlest matter. There's not any confusion. Similarly, the word avidya is a synonym. We use it for meaning ignorance in general. The word avidya also means what? Mula vidya means the original, subtlest matter, which is of the nature of inertness. So, ajnanasya shakti dvayam. That is what we were seeing last class. Let us read that portion. Ajnanasya shakti dvayam. Shakti dvayam means a set of two powers. It's called shakti dvayam. Or get twofold powers of Ajnanam. Here Ajnanam means, what is Ajnanam? We already saw last class, but still I want to start from the beginning today to make it clear. So twofold powers of the Ajnanam. So to understand here, I want you to remember the lessons, the previous lessons. We understood this Turiyam being pure consciousness, the Atma, which is Brahman, the reality. And here, the pure consciousness, Brahman, implied by the terms Brahman or Atma is anadihi, anadi. Anadi means what? Beginningless. Is it very well? So pure consciousness implied by the terms Atma or Brahman is anadi, beginningless. What about Ishvara? Does Ishvara have beginning or not? What is Ishvara? Ishvara also is what? Beginningless. What about the Prajnaha? Prajnaha means? Prajnaha also is beginningless. Anadi. Okay. What is Ishvara? Ishvara is only a name, isn't it? Attributed to the same Brahman. The Prajnaha or Jiva is also the name attributed to the same Brahman, obtaining as Atma. But here, therefore, Ishvara also is beginningless, Jiva also is beginningless. Jiva or Prajnaha, beginningless. Anadi. So what about the matter, Mula Vidya, Mula Jnanam, the original matter? Matter also is? Matter obtains as what here? Is a, as the Upadhi, isn't it? Ishvara Upadhi, the Mula Vidya alone, the original matter called Ajnanam or Avidya, Mula Jnanam or Mula Vidya, the original matter, obtaining as the Upadhi, the total, the standpoint, the total, what is the name of it? We saw the name, Maya, isn't it? And the same original matter, obtaining an individual, or from the standpoint of individual, is called what? Avidya. Two different names we give. So, one is what now? Ishvara Upadhi Maya, Jiva Upadhi Avidya, we say. Is it clear? What is the difference between Ishvara Upadhi is also matter, Jiva Upadhi is also matter, isn't it? Therefore, the Upadhis are also what now? Two Upadhis are also beginningless, anadi. So here in this textbook, this author discusses the five factors being beginningless, anadi. Brahman, the Chaitanyam, is anadi. Ishvara is anadi. Jiva is anadi. The Ishvara Upadhi is also what? Anadi. Ishvara Jiva Upadhi is also anadi. All these five factors have no beginning, anadi. Why? Because Ishvara is nothing but the same Brahman, the consciousness. Prajnaha or Jivaha is also what? Nothing but same consciousness. The two different names are in keeping the difference in two Upadhis. What is the difference? Samashti Vyashti. Total individual. That is the only difference. The total Upadhi is called what? No, Maya. Vyashti Upadhi is called Avidya. There is no difference otherwise. Therefore, if all these five factors are beginningless, anadi. And now when we talk about the Shakti Dvayam, the twofold powers, the power of veiling and the power of creating or projecting. projecting power, veiling power and projecting power. Avarana Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi, these two powers. We have to understand these two powers at two different levels. Even though in this book the author straight away begins, you know, discussing the two powers at the individual level, we also already we started looking into the textbook here. We already saw, but I was thinking it's better for you to know, to remember here very clearly. When you talk about the two powers, the power of veiling and power of, you know, the projecting, the avarana shaktihi and vikshepa shaktihi, we have to understand at two levels also. Why? Because the ajnanasya shaktidvaya means it is the two powers of the original ajnanam. Therefore, at the Ishvara level also, what now? We have to see at the total level, the Ishvara level, we have to see the same ajnanam from the Vyashti level, Samashti level and the Vyashti level, or Ishvara level or Prajna level. Have to see it. Is it clear what I'm saying? Interesting thing you have to note here. What is this power of veiling, the avarana shaktihi, do? How does it operate at the samashti level? That is not, we have not yet seen here. Okay, that author begins with the vyashti level. So before, I thought, even though last class I entered into the lesson already, I just thought let me stop here and make you understand. Then I just move on. We discussed this even in little bit in Drishya Viveka. Is it how the Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti operate, these two Shaktis, two powers, how do they operate at two different levels? So at the total level, at the Ishvara level, we can say Maya has these two powers. We can say total level, these two powers are there. Avarana Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi. At the individual level also, we have to see. At the total level, Avarana Shaktihi, the power of veiling, covers the veiling, veiling the Chaitanyam. It gives the status, which means it helps the Chaitanyam enjoy the status. What status? Status of being the Lord, Ishvara status. Which means Ishvara status means what? Sarvajna status, all-knowing status, almighty status. The awareness, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, Brahman, Anadi, understand, enjoys the status of being the Ishvara. Understand, no? The Ishvara status comes. How does Ishvara status come? No, all knowing, sarvajnyatvam and sarvashaktimatvam, status of being the almighty, all knowing Lord status itself, is there. Ishvaratvam is possible because of the operation of the avarana shaktihi. Please understand, we stopped the last class lesson. Of course, we have not stopped, we are going to continue. But before we enter there, I just wanted to make it very clear how it, because the author begins with the discussion on the operation of these two powers at the individual level. But we wanted to understand always, whenever we talk about this operation of two powers, we have to understand at the total level as well as the at the individual level. So, Avarna Shakti, in fact, lens gives the Ishvara status. Sarvagyatvam. So we should not think that Avarna Shakti means, because the power of veiling is a spawn for ignorance, isn't it? So Avarna Shakti does not make Ishvara ignorant. Understand? The power of covering, power of veiling, makes the individual becomes the, what now, ignorant, ajnani. The same power at the samashti level, it gives Ishvara, it gives Chaitanyam the Ishvara status at the total level. The same Avarna Shakti at the individual level, it makes the Jiva, Pragya, ignorant. Ajnaha, Sarvajnaha. Look at this. So, Maya, Avahita, Avachinna, Chaitanyam. Isn't it? So, Avarna Shakti, Avachinna, Chaitanyam. So, the consciousness, the Brahman, the pure consciousness, conditioned by this Maya, becomes what now? Ishvara. Ishvara status. The total level. That doesn't become, there, so then we should not say Ishvara is ignorant. No. Avarna Shakti, how it contributes? It contributes for attaining the, you know, having the Ishvara status. Only when the Ishvara status, because of the Avarna Shakti, when the Avarna Shakti operates at the total level, then the Ishvara status is there, which means what? No, the status of being the cause, the consciousness has the status of being the cause of the universe, isn't it? That status itself comes because of what? The Avarna Shakti. Please remember, without the Avarna Shakti, consciousness cannot have the status of being. Brahman cannot enjoy the status of being the cause of the universe. Only then we call it, only when Brahman enjoys the status of being the Karanam, the cause, gets the title what? Ishwaraha, the Lord, the Lordship, isn't it? Or all knowledge, all knowing status, almighty status is possible on the part of Brahman. Our Lordship is possible on the part of Brahman only when, because of the operation of the Avarna Shakti. Then when the, so when the, because of the Avarna Shakti, this consciousness associated with or conditioned by the this Avarna Shakti, enjoying the Ishvara status, then it is possible for the Vikshepa Shakti, what now? Vikshepa Shakti later becomes useful for creating the universe. Understand? Creating means what? Thereby Sarva Shakti Matvam. So the gross universe, the subtle universe, gross and subtle universe. So gross universe consisting of all the gross bodies, subtle universe consisting of all subtle forms. This srishti, this creation is possible, manifestation is possible because of what? Because it becomes useful. What is becomes useful? This vikshepa shakti is useful for manifesting as what? Subtle universe and the gross universe. Let me make it very clear. Therefore, now you can understand, we see all these gross forms we see here as what? As the gross universe is the creation of Ishvara. Subtle universe is creation of Ishvara. This is possible because of the operation of these two powers at the total level. For the Vikshepa Shakti to be operated and for these two universes, the subtle and the gross universe to be here, first the Avarna Shakti, the power of veiling must be operated, isn't it? Which gives the status. Therefore, it gives what are these two powers basically are complementary, isn't it? Why? Sarvajnyatvam, Sarvashaktimatvam, Ishwaratvam, isn't it? The status itself is possible because of the operation of the Avarna Shakti. I'll give the example first. Let me give the example here. Karanatvam. Karanatvam means enjoying the status of being the cause. Let us use the same old example. See, we have to understand, be very careful. When we use the example, we are using example to understand what may be very clear. Let us take the same rope snake example. See, we say, without the rope, if there is no rope at all, is it possible for you to project the snake? And that is a completely different problem, isn't it? We only do not stretch the examples. So, rope alone, rope is the cause for the snake. But can the rope become the cause for the perception of the snake by itself? That's why you have to be very careful. If there is no rope at all, it is not possible for you to see there is a snake. Is it clear? Therefore, there must be something, isn't it? But now you see the snake. But for you to be able to see the snake, what is the cause of the snake? What is that, isn't it? What is that? What is the cause? What is the karanam for you to be able to perceive the snake? It's not just the rope, isn't it? So, the covering of the rope swarupam, rope being the rope has to be veiled. Rope swarupam has to be veiled. Rajya swarupam avritam syat. Isn't it? The rope being the rope must be covered. Rope being the rope, being covered is called what? Rajya Swarupam being covered. Isn't it? So, rope Swarupam is covered means only when the rope Swarupam is covered, then rope is becomes the cause for the snake. Is it clear? For the perception of the snake. If the rope swarupam is not covered, is it possible for the snake to appear? Is it possible? No. So what is the cause? How the avarna shakti, the power of veiling contributes for the karanatvam, the causal status. Now rope has the status of being the cause for the appearance of the snake. Is it clear? Now we say rope is the cause for the snake. Rope cannot have the status of being the cause for the appearance of the rope, snake, if its swarupam is not veiled. Understand now. If the power of veiling does not operate. Get it? Very subtle lesson. It's called karanatvam. The status of being the rope would have been just the rope. It wouldn't have had the status of being the cause for the appearance of this snake. It's called now. Listen, vivarta means what? Without undergoing any change or whatsoever, rope remaining exactly the rope. Does not undergo any change. Does the rope undergo any change to become the snake? Understand, without undergoing any change, rope being just the rope, it becomes the cause for the appearance of the snake. Is it clear? It's called vivarta. Understand? We can say similarly, nimitta karanam. Similarly, see, don't stretch the example. Understand how, what it means by saying how the avarna shakti, without the operation of the power of veiling, understand, without the avarna shakti, the causal status, the status of being the cause of the snake appearance is not possible on the part of the rope. Similarly, if we see the same avarna shakti at the samashti level, total level, okay, avarna shakti, we can say the mayas, maya avarna shakti, isn't it? The samashti ajnanasya avarna shakti, I am talking about. The total ajnanam, isn't it? Samashti ajnanam, vyashti ajnanam. Let us use this word instead of using maya and avidya. If we see the samashti ajnanam, the ignorance, the samashti ajnanam at the total level. Samashti ajnanam also has what? These two powers. Vyashti ajnanam also has two powers. You got it? And then, so, this there that avarana shakti of samashti ajnanam, when it operates, because of the operation of the avarana shakti alone, the chaitanyam brahma has the status of being the karanam, Ishvaraha status. It's a very subtle lesson. I have to get it correctly. So sarvajnyatvam is possible. Then we say, similarly, then when the avarna shakti operates, only then when having, because associated the avarna shakti alone, what we say now, only then the vikshepa shakti becomes useful for creating this what? Subtle and gross universe. Is it clear? What about all our gross bodies? Ishvara srishti. Is it my body, your body, all the physical forms? All the physical forms, living beings, non-living things, mobile, immobile. The entire gross universe is what? Ishvara Srishti. Entire subtle universe is what? Ishvara Srishti. That is possible how we say the creator of this gross universe is Ishvara. The creator of the subtle universe is Ishvara, we say. The creator's status, isn't it? The Ishvara status is possible on the part of the Brahman. So without the operation of the Avarna Shakti, Brahman would have been what? Brahman would not have had the Ishvara status. Do you get what I'm saying? Sarvajyatvam, Sarvashaktimattvam, Ishwaratvam, Ishwaratvam wouldn't have been possible on the part of Brahman. The status. Therefore, the Avarna Shakti, what does it do? Ajinigna. On the part of a Jiva, it becomes what now? It makes, it, Jiva becomes Ajna, ignorant. At the samashti, vyashti level, the Avarna Shakti operates. Because of the operation of the Avarna Shakti, Jiva has the status of being the ignorant, Ajna. But the operation of the Avarna Shakti at the samashti level, Brahman enjoys what now? Ishvara status. Samashti level. This is the big difference. Because don't think Avarna Shakti means only it makes everybody ignorant. The individual level, total level, we have to see differently. So, I give one more example here. Very subtle lesson. How Avarna Shakti, without the Avarna Shakti, it is not possible for the Ishvara to have the Ishvara status. For Brahman to have the status of being the Ishvara. And only then, what now? Vikshepa Shakti, operation of Vikshepa Shakti becomes useful. Only then, what now? The creation, the world is possible, gross universe is possible, subtle universe is possible. It's something very important lesson. See here, the opaque things are here, the light is here. Light can enjoy the status of being the illuminator only if there are opaque things. Light minus opaque things will be what? Light. But can the light enjoy the status of being the illuminator? Illuminate, light can be there independently, light can exist independently without the opaque, world of opaque things. But can the light enjoy the status of being the illuminator if there is no illumined world of objects? Opaque things. Is it clear? So the illuminator status is possible on the part of the light only if there is an opaque world of objects. The illumined opaque things. Is it clear or not? Similarly, this is a very simple thing. So the consciousness, the pure awareness, without the Maya, without the Avarna Shakti, without the operation of the Avarna Shakti, wouldn't have had the status of being the Ishvara, the cause of the universe. So without the, no, because Avarna Shakti must give that, then the Vikshepa Shakti becomes useful, the creation of the universe, gross universe is possible, subtle universe is possible. Therefore, these two powers at a total level, lend what? Lend actually Ishvara's status at a total level. It means all-knowing status, almighty status at a total level. Okay, now we'll come to the individual level. What is the, now Avarna Shakti, the power of veiling and power of projecting, these two powers at the individual level, how did they, what do they do, what do they contribute for? At the individual level, the Avarna Shakti covers the Buddhi. Is it? We saw the last class. It results in what now? It makes the jiva, aprajna, ajnaha, ignorant. At the total level, Avarna Shakti contributes for sarvajna status. At the individual level, Avarna Shakti contributes for what now? Ajna status. You don't become sarvajna, you become ajnaha, you become ignorant. So don't say Avarna Shakti covers means it makes Isha, then Isha wants to become ignorant. Same Avarna Shakti, how at two different levels? Total contributes for sarvajna status, individual level it contributes for ajna status, ignorant. So here, even it covers, that is why you say it covers the buddhi, it covers the buddhi, we had the example. Therefore, what happens? Then you think, you have a wrong, you perceive wrongly, is it? The wrong perception, project vikshepa shakti, then causes the samsara. It prevents you from, what now? It prevents your, we saw the example. So Atma Swarupam cannot be covered. The Chaitanya Swarupam cannot be covered. But it covers your own Buddhi. Then once the Avarna Shakti makes you ignorant, then Vikshepa Shakti starts operating, then it makes you see differently. So we saw the example last class, how the sunlight, for many, many miles, now all pervasive sunlight, wherever you see sunlight is there, during the daytime, sun is there, and such a sunlight, because of whose light alone, even the clouds are all seen, perceived, and when those clouds, then they cover the, when the clouds are there in the sky, and when you are the path of vision, your nayana patha, isn't it? Your vision, your eye is covered, isn't it, by the clouds. Then what do you think? When your vision is covered by the clouds can cover only your vision. Then you, that's called avaranam. That's called covering. Then what do you say? What is the next thing? You say sun is covered by clouds. This is your projection. The non-coverable sun, in your perception, is covered as though, is it? When your eyes are, your vision is covered by the clouds. Similarly here, the non-coverable Atma Swarupam, the truth of I, which is not, never covered, non-coverable it is. But it is now seems to be, you say, covered, because of what? Because of your buddhi, your intellect. is covered by ignorance. The ignorance covers your, the avarna shakti covers your own buddhi. Then you think what? You think atma is covered by ignorance. So he quoted the example of, because last class I did not talk about the samashti, I did not talk about the avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti and the samashti level. So I just touched, I was into the text. So I want to make it clear this week. So all the time don't think avarna shakti makes only ignorant. So that's what we have to see today. So here the author does not discuss the samashti in the beginning. He discusses the operation of avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti at the individual level. So we saw last class, asya jnanasya avarana vikshepa namaka namakamasti shakti dvayam. And here avarna shakti hi tavat alpaha api megaha aneka yojana ayatam aditya mandalam avalokayitru nayana pata pidayakataya yata achadayati iva tatha ajnanam parichinnam api atmanam aparichinnam asamsarinam avalokayitru buddhi pidayakataya achadayati iva tadrusham samarthyam. It has that capacity. Samarthyam means what? It has that capacity. What capacity it has got? It covers. How? Covering your own vision, it makes the sun as though it is covered by the clouds. Similarly, you know, atma, non-coverable atma also, covering your buddhi, avarna shakti, covering your buddhi, your own intellect, it thinks what? The even the atma, ever free atma, is taken to be the limited, bound atma. And for which he quotes, we saw the quotation also from the other book, Hastamalakam, we saw that already, Ghanachanna drishtir ghanachannamarkam yathamanyate nishprabham chati mudaha tatha baddhavadbhati yo mudha drishtehe sanityopalabdhi swarupohamatma. So ghanaha means megaha, ghanachanna drishtihi means the person whose sight, whose vision is covered by the clouds is called ganachanna drishti. The one whose vision is covered by the path of vision is covered by the cloud is called ganachanna drishti. Such a person manyate, he thinks, what does he think? Ganachannam arkam. He thinks the sun is covered by the clouds, and not only that, which means he says sun is nishprabaha, isn't it? Sun is not bright. In his, one who thinks sun is covered by the clouds, in his view, in his vision, in understanding, sun is not bright. Atimodaha, he is really deluded. Tatha yaha, for a moda drishtihi, for the one clouded, the man of clouded, into one whose intellect is clouded by ignorance, for him, atma also, whatever free atma, seems to be bound, appears to be bound. Therefore, And that Atma alone, actually I am, he says in this verse. Anyway, so that example is something simple. We go to the next line now. The new line. Anaya avritasya atmanaha kartrutva bhoktrutva sukhitva dukkhitva or dukkhitvadi samsara sambhavanapi bhavati yatha sva ajnanena avritayam rajvam sarpatva sambhavana. So you have to remember, the author does not talk about the avarna vikshepa shaktis at the total level. Okay, I just wanted to discuss it before we started the lesson. And now, here the author discusses only the operation of avarna vikshepa shaktis at the individual level. So here he says, anaya avrutasya, what does the avarna shakti do at the individual level? At the individual level, the power of veiling covers the intellect of an individual. Is it? The ignorant, no? Avarna shakti covers the, ignorance covers the intellect means. Once it covers the buddhi, then what happens? It results in what? It results in erroneous perception of the self. How, when your vision is covered by the clouds, you think sun is covered by the clouds. The non-coverable sun seems to be covered when your, no, the cloud is there. The cloud covers your sight or the sun. It covers your sight alone. Is it your vision? It is, vision is covered, but not the sun. But what do you think? Then once your vision is covered, you think sun is covered by the clouds. That is your thinking, isn't it? Similarly here also, the Atma which is ever free Atma, the limitless Atma, all pervasive Atma, is mistaken to be what? A limited Atma, no, yes, enclosed Atma, obtaining within only a given physical body, in a given physical body or given mind. All pervasive Atma is mistaken to be what now? A limited individual, isn't it? Limited individual. Localized individual. That's what he says. So, once you mistake that, which means what? Identity comes. You think all pervasive Atma mistaken to be what now? Identified with the location, identified with the body. Then what happens now? Once identify with the body, which means you mistake the body, mind, sense complex for the Atma. You take this is the Atma. Why? Because you do not see the Atma. Even though Atma is always available, still you see this. You take it as Atma, you identify the Atma with the body, therefore then you think Atma is, Atma has birth and all this, all the limitations also what now, become superimposed upon the Atma. Is all because of what now? Not because Atma undergoes a change, not because Atma becomes limited, not because Atma is not available for the Buddhi, Atma is ever available for the Buddhi, but still Buddhi does not see. But he sees it wrongly. Then, once you identify with the body, then you take what? Atma has birth, Atma has death, Atma is subject to change, Atma grows old, all these wrong notions. Then, when you also, what now? Doership. I am the doer. Because you do not see that yourself being the Atma, You say, I am the doer notion comes when? Because of the identity with the body, mind sense complex. So, kartrutvam. Then when the mind, body, when there is pain in the mind, when the pain on the body, then you say what? Bhoktrutvam also. Then I am the enjoyer, I am all these notions, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, all these notions are all superimposed upon the Atma because of, not because non-perception of the Atma, isn't it? It's all because of what? Because of seeing you, because of your erroneous perception of the Atma, because you see the Anatma as the Atma. Seeing the Atma also, you see the Anatma as the Atma, therefore you have these notions, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, enjoyership, doership, then Sukhitva, Dukhitvam, Naham, I am happy, I am unhappy, all the notions centered on I, all erroneous notions superimposed upon I, isn't it, centered on I. Is all what? No, because of the error in the perception. So it's all what? It's all, this is how samsara, what is samsara now? Having all these wrong notions, going through, you know, thinking I'm happy, I'm unhappy, etc. is samsara only, isn't it? So samsara sambhavana. Samsara sambhavana api bhavati. This is the cause of what? This is caused by the because of the operation of the avarna shakti at the individual level. Samsara even happens. Yata, he gives example, so agnanena avrutayam rajvam. When your intellect is covered by the ignorance of the rope, when the rope swarupam is covered by, is it? Swarupam is covered. What is which covers the rope? Your ignorance, isn't it? Your ignorance of what is there is rope. That ignorance covers the rope. When the ignorance covers the rope, then what happens? Rajvam sarpatva sambhavana. Is it? Then the sarpa, there is a perception of the snake. The perception of the snake is what? Sarpatva sambhavana. Mistaking the rope for a snake is what now? Erroneous perception of the snake is sarpatva sambhavana. This erroneous perception of the snake are lending, isn't it? The erroneous perception of the snake is due to due to the covering of the rope, isn't it? What covers the rope? Ignorance. What is this ignorance, isn't it? Just how you see, similarly, not seeing your own sarupam, but seeing, mistaking, not seeing a sarupam makes you mistake the anatma for the atma, thereby it results in what? Results in samsara. Samsara sambhavana, I mean, taking oneself to be object to samsara itself is because of this ajnanam only, because of the avarna shakti. So how at the individual level alone, avarna shakti is the cause of samsara. At the total level, avarna shakti is what? Gives Ishvara sarvajnyatva status. At the total level, Vikshepa Shakti gives almighty status. Okay, all knowing status, almighty status is because of this powers. But the individual level, ignorant status, first what now? Ajna status, then samsari status. I am a samsari. You know, I was born, I'm going to die one day, I'm bored. All, no, I'm unhappy, I'm happy. The samsara, isn't it? Samsara means what? No, seeing oneself to be a suffering, miserable, limited individual, helpless individual, isn't it? Helplessly miserable individual is samsara, isn't it? This is at the individual level. See, what does... That's why don't Syavana Shakti as a... You have to understand here. That is why when you say, through what does the Atma Jnanam do? Self-knowledge. Now, perception of... Okay, vision of the rope. What does it do? Does it destroy the snake? Was there a snake? Why to destroy the snake? What does the... When you see the rope as a rope, then snake is destroyed. Is a snake destroyed? You can destroy something only if you created really something, isn't it? There wasn't a snake at all. How can you kill something which is non-existent? It is not destruction, isn't it? A correction of error in the perception of the snake is what now? Resolving the snake, isn't it? Correction is what? Resolving the erroneously perceived snake through the vision of the truth. Similarly, the self-knowledge, what does it do? Is it? So, the Atma Jnanam, knowledge removes the ignorance. But knowledge only helps resolve the Ajnanam. Rope Jnanam helps to resolve the snake in the rope. Similarly, self-knowledge helps to resolve the self-ignorance. And self-ignorance, along with the resolving the self-ignorance caused samsara also. All wrong notions, entertaining the wrong notions about the self and living the life with the erroneous perception of the self and the world is what? Going through samsara. Is it clear? So before Atma Jnanam also is what? Before Atma Jnanam also, there is the Jagat, which is Ishvara, which is the Lord, isn't it? The whole universe is what? Before self-knowledge also, Jagat is Ishvara. After the self-knowledge also, Jagat is Ishvara. The same Jagat continues to be there. Before it was, now also it is. Nothing happens. Only our perception is changed. Perspective change happens. Self-knowledge, you know, contributes for what? Correcting the error in your perception. There will be what now? No, this is, he says, in seeing the self being the self, you resolve the ignorance in self, through self-knowledge. Along with resolving the ignorance, you also resolve the samsara, which means all the wrong notions become resolved. Therefore, all wrong notions caused misery is resolved. That's what is free mind. This Ishvara's Srishti Jagat will be there, same Jagat. Nothing happens outside. Whatever Jagat was there before, the same Jagat continues to be there. But your perception changes. You are free. Where is bondage now? Outside or here? Is Jagat responsible for your bondage? Limitations, the misery. No. All has to change here only. Here means what? In your buddhi. Buddhi only now. How does the Avarna Shakti operate at the Vyashti level? We do not destroy anything here. We only resolve the Ajnanam. The word resolve is very important word. We resolve the Ajnanam. When you resolve the Ajnanam, ignorance caused samsara also, wrong notions resolved. you know, not so the wrong, when the wrong notions resolve, wrong notions caused misery resolves, becomes resolved. What is there is what? Only taking the ownership of the freedom which is already there, resolving the samsara or resolving the misery caused by wrong notions is in fact taking ownership of the freedom, the fullness, the moksha which is already there. You do not attain anything newly.
Sva ajnanena avrutayam rajvam sarpatva sambhavana yatha.
Just as, no, because of how the perception of snake is due to the ignorance of the snake, ignorance of the rope, so also it is because the covering of your own, when your swarup is covered by your own ajnanam, then all erroneous notions and samsara is there. So with, here ends the avarna shaktis, the avarna shakti and the effect of its operation. Now to see what next now. Vikshepa shaktihi. Vikshepa shaktistu yatha rajvajnanam sva avrita rajau sva shaktya sarpadikam udbhavayati evam ajnanamapi sva avrita atmani swashaktya akashadi prapancha saprapancham udbhavayati tadrisham samarthyam. So what does the vikshepa shakti do? What does power of projecting do? Yatha Rajju Ajnanam is called Rajju Ajnanam. Ignorance of the rope. Ignorance of the rope. Sva Avrita Rajjau. See, this ignorance of the rope has the power, Shakti. You know, the Avarna Shakti. What is its power? How does it exhibit its power? How does this avarna shakti, the power of veiling, exhibit its power? Isn't it? Sva avrutta rajau sarpadikam udbhavayati. It creates the sarpa. It creates the sarpa. What creates the snake there? What creates the snake? The creator or projects the snake there. It is the power of covering, ignorance, isn't it? The power of ignorance, the avarna shakti, be its own power. It has the capacity to make you see the snake. So ignorance of the rope covers the ignorance and thereby it makes you see the snake. It cannot make you see the snake if it does not cover the rope. Is it clear? Similarly, here he says, this Vikshepa Shakti Avrita Atmani Swashaktya Akashadi prapancham udbhavayati tadrisham samarthyam.
So the projection, here I want to stop and tell you something. Before we read this whole text, enter into this very subtle, important point here. See, when we studied this Drishya Viveka, I said these two powers, what do they do? How do they operate? The Avarna Shakti, no, does the power, it only covers. It has to, only then Vikshepa Shakti operates. When Avarna Shakti finishes, then Vikshepa Shakti operates. Vikshepa Shakti, what does it do? No, it, you know, then it makes you project. Then at the two levels, again, there also we saw it, how it works at the two levels. But in your own, here itself, it covers at the two levels. The Avarna Shakti covers at the two levels means, here it Avarna Shakti covers your own Swarupam, being Brahman, Atma. Avarna Shakti, not only it covers here, the individual, in individual mind, the Avarna Shakti, what does it do? It covers one's own Swarupam being, one's own truth being, or the truth of I being Atma, the consciousness. You cannot appreciate the awareness, the consciousness being the truth of I. Not only that, it prevents you, it covers one more thing, it prevents you from seeing the Atma being the existence of the universe. Two things. It covers the Chit Swarupam being the one's own, Chit being the one's own Swarupam. It covers the Chit being the Sat of the universe. Okay, the consciousness being the truth of the universe, existence of the universe. You cannot see what is that which lends existence to the universe. You cannot see. You cannot see the truth of the universe being Atma. You do not see the truth of the self, truth of your own self being Atma. You do not see the same Atma being the truth of the universe also. Isn't it? Which means you take what you see here. You see the, you mistake the Nama Rupa for the Satyam. You mistake the world for the Satyam, Jagat for Satyam. So error happens what now? Avarna Shakti, it helps you what now? Individual level. When the Avarna Shakti operating at the individual level, not only you mistake yourself for the body mansions complex, isn't it? You mistake the world also to be real. Mithya Jagat, now the as though universe, is mistaken to be the reality. The Mithya is mistaken for Satyam. What is Mithya? The Mithya Prapancha, which is the Prapancha, the universe which is Mithya, is mistaken to be Satyam. You for it, the whole world is, everything that you perceive, everything that you enjoy is very real for you. Even now the question comes, isn't it true then? Even as I'm talking, it must be, the doubt must come. What doubt? Of course it is real. Why do you say this? But Shastram says no. The whole Jagat, the class is Mithya, my speaking is Mithya, your listening is Mithya, your misunderstanding, wrong understanding, non-understanding, right understanding, everything is Mithya. The whole thing that is happening is Mithya here. If you say, you cannot believe. How can you say that? You are speaking, we are listening, isn't it real? I'm not saying it's unreal, but it is not real also. Understand? This whole universe is Satyam or Mithya. Jagat is real or as though. It's very difficult for us to say the whole universe is as though. The very life is possible because we think it is very real, isn't it? Is it true? Why do you say the jagat, mithya jagat, is mistaken to be satyam? Because you do not see the satyam of this, the truth of this universe. Without seeing the water, you mistake the ocean for, because you perceive the ocean. When you perceive the ocean, what you perceive is very much what? Water. But unfortunately, you don't see the water. You only see the ocean, isn't it? Without seeing the, because why? You are blurred, isn't it? Here, you are not able to see the water somehow, but you see the ocean. So you see, take the ocean for what? Satyam. But actually, we do not see the satyam. Therefore, you mistake the mithya ocean for satyam. Similarly, you mistake the mithya jagat for satyam because you do not see the truth of the universe. Okay? Externally. Internally, you do not see the truth of yourself, being Atma. Therefore, what happened? You mistake the anatma, the body which is complex, for the Atma. So, the mithya body mind complex, which is part of the objective universe, is mistaken to be the self because of the ignorance of the self. Or because of the self, ignorance of the self being chit. And similarly, because ignorance of the chit here, chit being the self, do not know what the chit is, therefore you cannot see the chit being the sat of the universe also. You cannot see the existence of the universe being the same awareness. Existence and awareness are not two different things. Existence, like existence, the meaning of the word existence with reference to ocean is nothing but water. Similarly, the existence of the cosmos, you know, existence, the meaning of the word existence with reference to cosmos is nothing but pure consciousness. Can you get this? They are not two different things. With reference to ocean, the word existence, no, the meaning of the word existence is water. With reference to cosmos, the meaning of the word existence is awareness. Therefore, what happens, where do you, and what is awareness? Awareness happens to be the very sarupam of I, truth of I. And that so Atma sarupam is what? Covered. The truth of I being pure awareness is avritam, covered. Actually, Atma is not covered. Truth of I being awareness is not covered. Your buddhi is not able to see, isn't it? Your buddhi has the problem. Your intellect is covered by the ignorance covers your intellect, that you are not able to see the sarupam being the Atma. And not only that, then what happens? You immediately, what is vikshepa? You mistake the anatma for the Atma. Is it clear? Similarly, externally, what do? You cannot see the satyam of the whole cosmos. Satyam, the truth of the universe. What is the satyam? The truth, the reality. What is the reality which lends existence to the universe? What is that which lends existence to the universe is the truth of the universe. You do not see the truth of the universe. Therefore, what happens? You mistake the namarupa for mithya namarupa for satyam. You do not see the existence of the universe. Therefore, you mistake the universe, the Namarupa for Satyam. So this Avarna Shakti can do, no, to it. Internally also it covers, externally also it covers. This doesn't, he doesn't discuss, okay? We have to refer to that, we have to remember that. How Avarna Shakti covers at two levels. See, at the Vyashti level, Samashti level, different, I said first. Now I'm saying, the same Avarna Shakti, how it covers, na, externally, and it also internally. In not only that you mistake your anatma for the atma. What about a perception of the universe? The error is caused at the total, na, external error and the internal error. Self-ignorance is in twofold errors. Error, erroneous perception of the self, erroneous perception of the world also. At least erroneous perception of the self is there, I'm unhappy, I'm okay. But what happened? Erroneous perception of the world, which makes your life more miserable. Because you see everything wrongly. Isn't it? The whole, most of the human misery is what now? Our perception of the world also is equally wrong. Therefore, in correcting the error in the perception of yourself, the perception, the error in the perception of the world also becomes corrected. One correction contributes, no, contributes for what now? To correction of two errors. That's good, isn't it? So what do you need? You need to know only one thing. That's a, what am I? If you, this ajnanam has to be resolved. This vyashti ajnanam has to be resolved. Got it now? Vyashti ajnanam has to be resolved. Not destroyed. Resolved. Vyashti ajnanam means what? Avarna shakti has to be resolved. The power of veiling, the power of veiling of the Vyashti ajnanam has to be resolved. When the power of veiling is resolved, the power of projection also will be what now? Resolved. Don't need to do two things separately. Once you resolve the ignorance of the rope, which covers the rope, isn't it? Resolve the ignorance. Oh, how? By knowing what it is. Once you know what is this rope, the knowledge of the rope helps resolve the ignorance of the rope. You resolve the rope, and will there be again power of projecting, sitting, still will you be seeing the snake? No, do I need to do something else to resolve the Vikshepa Shakti? Vikshepa Shakti will resolve by itself. The power of, no, projection. No, I discovered this truth. I found the rope. I understood the rope as a rope. And then my ignorance of what is resolved, but still I'm scared of snake. It's not possible, isn't it? Which means, you have not yet resolved the very snake. Which means you have not yet resolved the very Rajju Swarupa Ajnanam. You have not resolved the ignorance. If the Avarna Shakti is not resolved, means Vikshepa Shakti will be there still. Isn't it? So perception of snake definitely will resolve. The snake will resolve. When the perception of snake will resolve, then snake will resolve simultaneously. When? In the vision of the rope. So today, I just discussed the important thing is how Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti are there No? For both. Both, you know, the samashti ajnanam and vyashti ajnanam, isn't it? Both levels you have to see. Samashti ajnanam, there's no problem. So when you resolve your self ignorance, no, when you resolve the vyashti, the avarna shakti, then what do? You are not destroying avarna shakti of anything. Samashti level, avarna shakti is what do? The avarna shakti at the samashti level will continue to be there. No, at vikshepa shakti, the samashti level will continue to be there. There will be Ishwara status, there will be grass universe, there will be subtle universe, there will be everything. What do you resolve here? Through self-knowledge, what do you resolve? You are not going to resolve anything, okay? You resolve only avarna shakti at the individual level alone is resolved. This is an important thing. Got it? Self-knowledge will result in what? You are not going to undo the matter, original matter, maya, anything. You just resolve the avarna shakti at the individual level through the vision of the truth of yourself being pure awareness. Then what happens? You don't need to make any effort afterwards to stop the vikshepa shakti from functioning, isn't it? Operating. Once avarna shakti is resolved, then the power of projecting, isn't it? Then your perception of the self changes. Perception of the world changes. Then you are free. It's the same world which was there before your knowledge continues to be there after the knowledge also. But you are free. That is why we say we need not make any effort to change the world for our happiness. Understand? The world is fine, fantastic as it is. By bringing about some sort of a change, you have to work for changing the world. The world was fine. World has been always fine. The world is very, very fine. World will ever be fine as it is now. Isn't it? You have to become fine through your refinement. Initially, when I started the class, I repeated again and again, few times, purposely. Because usually, whenever this avarna shakti, vikshepa shakti, this shakti dvayam, the topic comes, we have to remember very carefully. You know, we have to understand this operation of these two powers at two levels, at the total level and the individual level. Without discussing the operation of these two powers at the total level, I straight away followed the book as how the author progresses. Of course, I did a good class last class, but this week I thought in between I should help you understand this, because all of us go with the buddhi what? Oh, avarna shakti covers the buddhi, therefore it makes me ignorant. Then you never had a doubt. There is avidya, ajnanam, at the total level also, isn't it? That ajnanam at the individual level, so total level ajnanam is there. Otherwise called maya, here it is called avidya, isn't it? And that ajnanam also should have what? The same powers. Which means, then does Ishvara also, does the Avarna Shakti make Ishvara also ignorant?
Isn't it?
No. That's why I gave this example. What is example? Ishvara status. It is the present. It is the opaque world of objects. The opaque objects. It's because of the opaque objects alone. The illuminator status is possible on the part of the light. Even the light is of the nature of illumining. The status of being the illuminator is possible only if there are opaque things. Just the light alone is there without the opaque things means light will be light without the illuminator status. Is it clear? Similarly, what is that which gives the awareness, Brahman, the Ishvara status here? All illumining, all knowing status. All knowing. Sarvajnaha. Therefore, who is the Lord, if we say? All knowing is the Lord. Who is Ishvara, the Lord? Almighty is the Lord. What is that? Isn't it? Similarly, it is the avidyayaha. It is the avarna shakti of the avidya. Understand? Because of that alone, the awareness gets a status of being the all-knowing. It's because vikshepa shakti alone, what? Awareness has the status of being the almighty. Therefore, karanatvam, karanam, jagat karanam, Brahma. When the jagat, when you see the Brahman as the cause of the universe, then you become what? Ishvara. Do you get what I'm saying? Similarly, here also, if you see the light as the illuminator, you can say what now? The cause of the world of opaque objects is what? The light. Cause means without it, there's no life, no existence. Understand what I'm saying? It is a status. Therefore, Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti at the total level contribute for Ishvara status. Now, the status of becoming the cause, karanam for the universe. And it gives a sarvajnyatvam, all-knowing status, almighty status. But the individual level alone, the avarna shakti makes the individual, what now? Ignorant. Imagine if there is no avarna shakti. You are here. Nothing is covered. Your buddhi is not covered. You already see the truth as the truth. Isn't it? No problem. Therefore, the self-knowledge, what does it do? Only at the individual level, Avarna Shakti veils the intellect. The capacity, okay, it has the capacity to veil the intellect. Therefore, the intellect cannot see the truth. Therefore, the error also is possible of the self and of the world. That is what? Going through samsara. Samsara, going through life of misery, of pains and pleasures, is nothing but the entertaining the error in the perception of the world and the self. The correction of error, you know, the perception of the world will resolve by itself if the correction of error in the perception of the self is resolved. And for which, all that you need is what? Avarna has to be resolved. Resolving the avarnam is nothing but resolving the ignorance here. Self-ignorance, isn't it? And so resolving the ignorance or avarnam is nothing but through the vision of the self, being awareness, truth of the I. Okay? So, how Vikshepa Shakti operates, what does it contact, etc., etc., we'll see next class. Because the whole Vikshepa had to start next class. I think, even though I initially started, I was just all over, but anyway, I think I made it clear, isn't it? Therefore, will this self-knowledge resolve the whole world? Nothing will happen. Okay? Everything will be as it has been. Is it something nice to know? Will there be creation? Will there be world? Will there be, you know, gross universe? Will there be subtle universe? There'll be everything. Everything will be there. You are not going to undo the matter itself. You're resolving your ignorance of your real self. It only resolve means it is not going to resolve what is. Isn't it? So what I want to say is Avarna Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti, the power of veiling, power of projection at the total level will continue to be there as it is. So there will be everything. Only at the individual level you are resolving your Avarna Shakti, ignorance, through knowledge. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.